I'm turning that down sooner than usual because we're a little bit over time. I'm sorry, I'm late. How are you?
No problem. I'm very well, thank you. I'm actually driving with my brother. Well, I'm not doing the driving through North Canterbury at the moment.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right on. Is that just for kicks, or have you got a mission?
No, I've been at the 150th anniversary of my home district, Karamea, in the west coast of South Island.
Oh, well, fantastic. Happy birthday to your home district.
Yes.
What's going on in our discussion world today?
Okay, well, there's been some pretty spectacular news last week, about 6 days ago, when the Archbishop of Canterbury, who's the highest ranked Anglican in the world, resigned from his position after a huge debate over a scandal, which I'll describe to you a bit. It's a pretty startling thing. The first time that the Archbishop of Canterbury has been, well, not forced to resign, because there's, you know, a few Archbishops of Canterbury that have come to sticky ends in the past.
Right.
In recent years.
Yeah. Wow, okay. So, I've seen the headline, and it was amongst many other headlines, as can happen. We sometimes accidentally don't read the full story, so tell us all about it. Oh, sorry, one second. I think you might just be passing through a thing. Let's see if we can. Let's try again.
Okay. The story goes back about 60 years to the 1960s and 70s. And there was a man called John Smith, spelled with a Y, who ran camps for kind of Easter camps or Christmas camps for boys from very exclusive public schools.
Right.
Like Winchester and Harrow and Rugby. These camps, he was a leader, he was a layman. Was quite a well-known lawyer, a very prominent lawyer in later years. And the story has gradually come out that with certain boys, he was involved in incredibly sadistic physical torture, really.
Oh, wow.
He was lashing them with a whip or hitting them sick. And some of these were...
Oh, sorry, Peter, one more time. Oh, sorry. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me again?
I can hear you now, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just pull over and how's that going?
We're good at the second, yeah.
Okay. I think we'll just maybe stop and find a patch. Is that clear now?
Yeah, we're good there. Yep.
All right, so we'll stay parked by the side of the road while we're talking. And so he ran these camps for very exclusive camps for public school boys. These were very evangelistic camps aiming to convert the elite of England.
Oh.
And was involved in, there are lots of people who were involved in these camps as leaders.
Mm.
And the present Archbishop was one of the young leaders on the camps back in the 1970s. And there's much speculation about how much other people knew what was going on with Smith taking some of these boys away and sometimes bringing them back to his house after the camps and being engaged in these sadistic practices. And it seems astonishing that the story has not become clear before now.
Yeah, okay.
Truly extraordinary. Now, there have been rumbles about the story going on for years, and in 2013, a report was submitted to the Archbishop of Canterbury, and he says he thought it possibly has.
Oh, I'm so sorry. One more time. He said. What did he say?
Well,
oh, I'm so sorry, Peter. This sounds really important. I don't want to miss anything, but it's every time you say something.
We'll go forward just a little bit. Yep.
Maybe you could just say everything twice.
Yeah, that's right. Say everything twice. But I think if we just go around the corner, it
this
might
is good.
Be in a clearer path.
You're good. You're good right now.
Okay. Right. So there was a report submitted in 2013, and the Archbishop read the report and says he thought the police were going to do something about it, that had been referred to the police.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what happened, and this is the shocking thing, is that Smith, now retired, aged 80, moved to South Africa, and he'd had African connections, and had, is said to have abused African boys as well.
Oh, God.
He died in Cape Town in 2018. And finally, some of the people who'd suffered under this appealed that something had to be done, and it became clear that somebody had to, you know, carry the can. And how much the Archbishop knew, he denies he knew at the time, and people felt very strongly that the chance for action was, while the man was still alive, was 2013.
Mm.
He did nothing. And so, interestingly, a woman who had been bishop here in New Zealand, Helen Ann Hartley, joined the chorus of voices for him to resign. And I think that's probably the brutal kick that did it.
Right. So is it sort of suggested that he was at least, is kind of at least aware of, if not party to? Is it the kind of the... Oh, hello? Oh, hello, 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 Peter. Oh, unfortunately, I feel like we actually have lost him there. We might try a little bit later on. But yeah, and quite an intense story, and one we'll come back to. We'll be back. Forgive me, Peter. For our telecom network has sinned. Here is 3Ds with Beautiful Things, and we might try again in a bit.
Thank you.
It's Casino Hearts with Blue Eye, the PHF remix. Before that, 3Ds with Beautiful Things. And I'm going to dedicate that to my friend Anne, who's listening, because she's a beautiful thing. It's nice to have beautiful friends, isn't it? Hi, Anne. Guess what happened to me? I got sunburn on the head. If you don't have any hair, it's that time again. I've just realised I went outside for too long, and I found out that the sun is powerful enough to burn you at the moment. So don't forget to do something about that if you have skin. The Other's Way is happening next Saturday. Can you believe it? The great news is it's going to be the best one there's ever been. For many reasons. One of them is that A Savage is playing and can't wait. Parquet Courts fans, you're in for a little treat. So here's Elvis and the Army by A Savage.
Catch A Savage live at the Other's Way Festival, Saturday, November 30, presented by 95BFM.
Just like Elvis in the Army, eating dinner from a can, saying a prayer for rock and roll. Is it gone? Do they miss me? Card, can of beer, he said thanks and got lost. Which would he forget if he had the choice? Is it the look on my face or the sound of my voice? Just like Joyce down in Trieste, squinting at the Grand Canal from the bridge, like he's back home across the North End. Suffering myth, guess I've thrown in the towel. Debt, dust, and memories to collect and trade to the man on the fan and in the room where I lay. Stretching my limbs out till each one extends to a place I can't see.
Totally lost track of time, I confess. Quick ad break, and it's time for the news.
The dopest day of the year is back. Normal and the Hemp Store present J-Day, the annual cannabis law reform rally and concert, featuring music, entertainment and guest speakers on the mighty Jaffa Mafia sound system, plus food trucks and an epic selection of market stalls. Roll up, bring your best buds and spot you there. R18, no alcohol or tobacco. J-Day, Saturday, December 7th, Albert Park, 12 p.m. till 6 p.m. Thanks to the Hemp Store, head to normal.org.nz for more info.
Catch the sensational Grammy-nominated artist BJ the Chicago Kid live at the Tuning Fork, April 13, 2025. Girl, you know we smoking. Bringing his laid-back R&B and soul over to New Zealand for the first time ever. Baby, keep on turning me on. The Chicago Kid, The Tuning Fork, April 13, 2025. Tickets from Moshtex.
Have you ever seen a rat puff away on a ciggy? Yeah, me neither. but you might come close at the Epic Darks and June Rats showdown. If you want a chance to win a ticket to the gig, B card holders, then tune in to 95BFM Breakfast and listen up for your cue to enter. Darks and June Rats, December 5th at Double Whammy. Tickets on sale via Ticketek.
BFM Drive. Thanks to the Beer Spot, your tabby place.
BFM News.
Ahi ahi marie, good afternoon. Ko Athena toku ingoa, ko te rima karaka. It's 5 o'clock. An Aotearoa beauty clinic has been found to have breached care standards after a woman suffered third-degree burns during a body contour beauty treatment. The Health and Disability Commission launched an investigation after a woman complained about a machine overheating as she was undergoing thermal shock lipolysis at a clinic in June of 2021. The complainant required a skin graft as a result of the burn and spent almost a week in hospital. According to Deputy Commissioner Dr. Vanessa Caldwell, the clinic breached the woman's rights under the Code of Health and Disability Services Consumers' Rights. The Commission has since released a list of recommendations for the clinic to improve client safety. Pacific Seven Limited and Bay Underwater Services NZ Limited are expected to begin removing fuel and other pollutants from the grounded HMNZS Manawanui in December. The HMNZS Manawanui sank earlier last month just off the coast of Samoa's Upolu Island. A salvage vessel carrying equipment will be sent off next week and is estimated to arrive at the grounded ship after 11 days. Commodore Andrew Brown from the New Zealand Defence Force, or NZDF, said recovery operations will be carried out as efficiently as possible with factors such as weather and sea conditions in mind. Brown emphasised the NZDF's intent to perform the operation safely, explaining that weather and sea conditions might affect passage to Samoa. And in international news, the UK government is believed to be in talks with Turkey, Vietnam and officials in the Kurdistan region of Iraq about possible payments to reduce the flow of migrants heading for Britain, according to the Times newspaper. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer told reporters it was proper for Britain to dissuade people from leaving their home countries and making the often perilous journey to Britain, the Times said. Starmer told reporters at the Group of 20 summit in Brazil that the government had plans to tackle criminal gangs involved in people smuggling and referred to Italy's successful efforts to prevent migration. A spokesperson for Starmer in London declined to comment on the report. Tropical cyclone Saura is forecasted to reach Mexico after killing at least one person and displacing thousands more in Honduras and Belize over the weekend. According to the U.S. National Hurricane Center, the storm is heading towards Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, but will weaken as it progresses into Quintana Roo state. However, the center warned of life-threatening and potentially catastrophic flash flooding and mudslides, with 38 to 63 centimeters of rain being forecasted to flood northern Honduras. Honduras's National Head of Risk Management, Jose Jorge Fortin, urged at a press conference for locals to take precautions such as avoiding riverbanks and landslide-prone areas. Ara te kawe pūrongo, and that's the news.
A 95BFM weather update.
Āne nā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā. Your weather report for today. Fine with partly cloudy and sunny periods. East-southeasterly and sea breezes. The overnight low is 11 degrees, and sunset is at 10 past 8 in the evening. Āne nā tohu huarere mō te āpōpō. Your weather forecast for tomorrow. Rātu, Tuesday. Fine and sunny with some cloud developing. Light southeasterlies turning southwesterly. And that's your news and weather. Ko Athena toko ingoa. The time is now 5:08.
That was a 95BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
From the dark room to the green room, it's the 95BFM Surf Report, thanks to ProGear Photographic.
Pete, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise I didn't have that much time. You're on the air. I'm so sorry. I hope you're there. Are you there?
I'm right here, mate. I'll never
do this to you again. I'm so sorry.
I don't mind.
Well, look,
I don't mind.
You know, look, it's been, it's funny, isn't it? You arrive a few minutes late to a thing and it's just a domino effect. My muscle memory is just all out of whack. How are you?
Yeah, mate, it's no worries. Just run to a new timeline.
Yeah. I'm doing Marvel Universe on BFM here. It's like, you know, we're all going, it's hard to explain. You just have to watch every single TV show and movie to get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they even have surf in this universe, Pete? What's going on?
Some good waves today out west. So, you know, definitely in this universe at the moment. but yeah, good question. Imagine out there.
Oh, man.
Are there waves out there in the universe that we haven't seen yet?
Oh, my goodness. Upside down waves.
I've never actually thought of that. We'll talk about planets, but imagine.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I reckon I've thrown you there with this idea that there might be places that don't even have surf. So let's just not talk about it. Sorry.
Yeah. They could have waved. Anyway, where we are now, focus on now. There's good waves out west at the moment. That's pretty good day for it. Out east, it's been storming kind of onshore, but tomorrow, just quickly looking at it, 2 to 3 foot. So yeah, good fun size, but it's onshore and messy. The wind does turn gentle, so east-southeast turning northeast, and it does become gentle. So the afternoon will be not as bad, but still messy.
Mm.
Overall, 2 out of 10, maybe 3 for the afternoon. And then west, so it's a bit small tomorrow, 2 foot plus, and it is easing as well. So nothing like we've seen today, just a bit more backed off. And the wind is offshore in the morning. So give it a 6 out of 10, more of a cruisy fun wave.
Okay.
For the morning, with an offshore breeze and, 2 foot plus, so fun sort of smaller fun size. And then it does turn onshore sea breeze in the afternoon, so it deteriorates. But west tomorrow should be all right.
Okay. Well, it sounds like, I'm happy in this universe. It sounds like, not too extreme, no bad news, no amazing news. Sounds like, it's like good day to be alive, yeah.
In the universe that we know of, that we live in, it's pumping somewhere all the time.
Yeah, or perpetually frozen in others.
Yeah, pretty confidently can say that, surely.
Yeah. You've got to go to the moon and plant in universe 18. You'd love it. Closer to the sun. Well, thanks, Pete. That was one of the more surreal surf reports that I think we've had, and I'm here for it.
Brilliant. Likewise.
Thank you. Thanks again. We'll talk soon.
See you, mate.
Ka kite. All right. Well, listen. I just did a little scan of my brain for a song that has surf in it that I wanted to play. And after the sting, I think we're going to play some Surf City because it's been a while.
That was the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to ProGear Photographic.
Cowabunga, friend.